Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Welcome, and thanks for joining me today on Thrive, Not Just Survive, How to Live from Within. Matrix is a popular science fiction movie that tells an extraordinary story. It introduces us to a fictional character, Thomas Anderson, also known as Neo, a computer programmer who stumbles upon a world filled with mysteries. In this future, machines have taken over and humans are trapped in a simulated reality called the Matrix. Neo's journey into this artificial construct mirrors some mind-boggling concepts studied in quantum physics. Quantum physics is a branch of science that explores the fundamental building blocks of our universe and how they behave in surprising ways. Just like Neo discovers a world beyond what he thought was real, quantum physics reveals a reality that challenges our everyday understanding. In the Matrix, Neo gains incredible abilities, defying the laws of nature within the simulated world. Similarly, quantum physics uncovers astonishing phenomena, such as particles existing in multiple states simultaneously, or mysteriously connected no matter the distance between them. These mind-bending discoveries might initially feel overwhelming, but they are part of the exciting journey we are about to embark on. Beyond the mind-bending science, the movie delves into profound questions that echo the uncertainties we encounter when studying quantum physics. Questions about what is real, the nature of our identity, and the influence of our choices on the world around us. It is natural to feel curiosity and trepidation when exploring these complex topics, but we will navigate them together, shedding light on their wonders. There's no reason to have any fear. We're just going to walk through this together. It's science. It's been proven to be true. And I think it opens up to us a better understanding, not just of the scriptures, of what it means, though, to be a spiritual person. This video is a gentle introduction to a few quantum physics concepts, while seeing how scripture and Christ himself confirm this reality. We take our time to unravel its mysteries, appreciating the beauty of the concepts. Embrace your curiosity. I encourage you to do that. Embrace curiosity, and let us embark on this exhilarating journey of discovery, where the extraordinary meets the unknown, where science and spirituality come together in a perfect weave of beauty. Everything we will look at was created by God the Father through Jesus Christ, which is general revelation. Together, we will uncover the awe-inspiring wonders of God's quantum physics and why they are important to living from within. I want to encourage you to come to this the way Jesus said, like a child, with wonder and anticipation. I can almost guarantee that this is not something you've heard before in a pulpit, unfortunately. This is new material, but it's actually old material because the wonders of God's creation are as old as the cosmos. What's happening is we're beginning to see and understand them at a very, very microscopic level. We're beginning to see how these things actually fit hand in hand with the revelation of Jesus Christ in the scriptures. These things are a revelation given to us today that even the Apostle Paul did not have. And we are responsible then, because of that, to understand them, to explore them, because they are of God. They are his creation, if you will. They are his story about himself. And being in union with him, it is a better understanding of who we are in Christ Jesus. I believe in studying quantum physics that we will have a better understanding of ourselves. We'll have a better understanding of what it means to be a spiritual person and to go within to our spirit and to live from there. Now, Neo knew that the world he called reality was not the substance of reality. It was a computer program created by machines to allow machines to harvest energy from human beings. In essence, humans had become the slaves of the very machines they created. This matrix, as they called it, was not reality. Now, the scriptures touch on this because it's very easy for us to begin living in this material world as though it is reality when it is not. Most of us have probably seen the movie The Matrix, as well as the other two movies, the trilogy. And it was very easy for Neo to live in the Matrix and not realize he was in the Matrix. Well, that's where most people are. And I believe most Christians don't understand that they're living in something that's not real. When you look around and you touch things, those things are made of energy. Everything is made of energy. And so it's important to keep in mind that as you live, it's not the things we can see and touch that are actually important. It's the things that are unseen that are important. And the Apostle Paul makes this clear in 2 Corinthians 4:18. And it says this, "While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal." 2 Corinthians 4:18. So it is those things which we cannot see that are eternal, those things of the Spirit. Put another way, our focus should be on the unseen Spirit that is eternal, not physical matter that is temporal. The Matrix appeared to be the substance of reality, but it was actually a computer program. The same can be said for this material world we live in. It appears to be the primary reality, but it is not. It is really the Matrix. What is unseen, the Spirit, is the primary reality. Now, that can be difficult. It can be very difficult. Jesus said this, "The Pharisees asked Jesus when the kingdom of God would come. He answered them, 'People can't observe the kingdom of God. They can't say, here it is or there it is. You see, the kingdom of God is within you.'" And this is the thing to remember, is what is actually real is what's inside of you. It is your spirit, one with the divine life, one in spirit. As Paul said, he who has joined the Lord is one spirit with him. It's not two spirits, there's one. And that is what is actually real. The spiritual world, the unseen, is what's real. The Pharisees wanted an outward sign of the coming of God's kingdom into the world. They were more interested in the material things, things that they could see, things that they could touch. But that kingdom was already in front of them and already within them in their spirit. Literally, they were asking for something that they already had. That which is unseen, that which is a part of your spirit. They wanted something they could see, taste, and touch, something in material form. He offered himself, but they rejected him. He came to them and said, "See, I am the Messiah. I am the one who was prophesied to come." They rejected that. Why? Because Jesus was a spiritual person. He wasn't someone who focused on the law, because he understood that Israel was never meant to be under the law. Israel was a spiritual people. They were meant to live as spiritual people. The new covenant in him would do away with the law, would do away with all of that. And in him, all of it would find its fulfillment. This physical world seems to be the true reality, which we perceive as concrete and trustworthy. But it is temporal and fading. The substance of reality is in the unseen spirit. It is the spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life. John 6:63. Let me rephrase this. I want to put this in a different way. It is unseen spiritual life that is important, not the outer material world and your efforts. My words are of this unseen spiritual reality and are true life. You see, the material world seems to be the real substance of things, but it is not. It's very easy for us to fall into that trap. Very easy for us to live life as though this is what's actually real and is going to last forever. Now, I'm not saying that when you touch a table, the table's not there, it's not real. It is real, but it's not the eternal thing. It's going to fade someday. It's going to go away. It is energy that has collapsed into matter. This energy is what the entire universe is made up of, as we'll see in a little bit. And these physical things will not last. I was recently, as I've talked about before, on a trip to Greece and had a chance to see the city of Philippi, as well as the old city of Corinth. And the ruins at both of those places, you can still see where people sat down, where they walked. It was worn because so many people had walked on it. And it's still there to this day. The steps that people walked on are still there to this day. The rest of it has crumbled away, though. It's no more, if you will. Most of it's gone. All we have really is the base of it. And when you look at it, you realize that all of these material things fade away. The rocks and the stones I was looking at, those things were well over 2,000 years old. They had been put there by people who lived then, but those people are gone. They've been dead for almost 2,000 years. You see, nothing in this current life is eternal. All of it is temporary, at least the things we can see. Those things are simply here for a time, and then they're gone. What's eternal, or if you will, the things of the unseen that are eternal, the things that last forever, are those things that are unseen that Paul talks about. And it is those things that we want to focus on, because it is my spirit, which cannot be seen, that is eternal, the thing that is actually who I am. I am an eternal spiritual being, and that's what's actually important. Most people will live their lives never understanding that what they can see, taste, and touch is not the substance of reality. It just isn't. The kingdom of God is bigger than matter or what you can see and touch. It is within you and all around you, and all of it, including matter, is in Christ Jesus. You see, even your physical body, the desk I'm sitting at, the chair you're sitting in, all of it is matter, and it is in Christ, because all things are in Christ, no matter what they are. And it is Christ that is the true reality. It's the unseen, if you will, conscious Christ that encompasses everything. That's the true reality, and we are in Him as spiritual beings, and those are the things that we should be focused on. 1 Corinthians 1:17 says this: He is before all things, and all things are held together in Him. So think about that verse. He is before what? All things. All right? So He's at the first, and then all things are held together in Him. The idea there of held together means they all find their stability and ability to sustain themselves in Him. Okay? That's the reality. Everything, matter or unseen spirit, is in Christ and held together by Him. We want to focus on this unseen world of spirit. This is what it means to live from within, is to focus and go to your spirit, to focus on the higher self that you are, this higher spiritual being, very powerful spiritual being that you are. That's where we want to go. That's the person we want to focus on. It is not the things that we live in this earthly world that actually matter that much. It is the things that are unseen that matter, because they are the things that determine what will manifest in this earthly life. We want to focus on that inner person, because that's what's so important. Now, quantum physics, God's general revelation, gives us a better understanding of what this universe is made of, matter and the unseen reality that undergirds it. That's why it's so important for us to look at it. And I'm not going to take us into really complicated concepts. There's a lot of things we could look at that are complicated, but we're not going to do that. I want you to see some basic fundamental things about quantum physics, and especially in how it relates to what it means to walk and be a spiritual person, to simply enjoy who you are in Christ. And instead of struggling all the time, to begin to see that within you and in your spiritual being is everything that you need, and that you can live based on how God has created the world around us. So as we go deeper into this, I think you're going to begin to see how the study of quantum physics and the scriptures, general revelation with special revelation, when joined together, gives us an incredible understanding of what it means to do what Paul called walking by the Spirit. Albert Einstein's formula for the theory of special relativity began with his burning curiosity and to unravel the mysteries of the universe. In 1905, he had a groundbreaking revelation that changed the course of physics forever. Einstein pondered a profound question: are the laws of physics the same for everyone, regardless of their motion? He delved into the nature of light, which always travels at a constant speed. From this observation, he deduced that space and time must be flexible and can be affected by how fast an object moves. This led Einstein to formulate his famous equation E equals mc squared. The equation reveals the connection between energy E and mass m. It states that a small amount of mass can hold an immense amount of energy. Nuclear reactions demonstrate that mass can be converted into energy and vice versa. Einstein's discovery revolutionized our understanding of the universe. It laid the groundwork for advancements in nuclear power and explained the immense energy locked within matter. His ideals still inspire scientists to push the boundaries of knowledge and deepen our comprehension of the cosmos. This discovery over 100 years ago by Einstein was a major shifting point because it impacted how science saw physics, how they saw the world around us. You see, Newtonian science, which came about in the 1660s and 1670s, hundreds of years before this, by John Newton, who was an English scientist, he was the one that really broke open the discovery of how the world really works. And by doing so, along with many others, opened up, if you will, the Industrial Revolution that occurred about 50 to 100 years after that. And this was the beginning point of so many changes in our society, but really the modernization of society over time. And when Einstein came on the scene in the late 1800s, early 1900s, he was someone who was not just brilliant, but really wanted to understand at a very, very minute level how the universe worked. And it was in this discovery of E equals mc squared, how energy equals mass times the speed of light squared, the reality that a small amount of matter contains a tremendous amount of energy. The bomb at Hiroshima was made of uranium. It was the first bomb that was dropped of the two. One was at Hiroshima, the other at Nagasaki. There wasn't a lot of uranium because it didn't require a lot of uranium. But when it exploded, it released a tremendous amount of energy. And this really is the point, is that everything is made of energy, and that energy is incredibly powerful. And what we will see going forward is that energy is connected to everything, and everything is energy. And so that's going to be the big thing to focus on, is this union of all things. Everything is united through, if you will, this union in Christ, which scientists would call the unified field of energy. Now, Einstein's ideals still are the foundation of what quantum physicists do today and the research and work that they do. What we've seen is a tremendous increase in knowledge, a tremendous increase in technology, to the point that today we are on the cusp of having what's called quantum computers, computers that are operating based on these concepts and are infinitely faster than the laptop that's on your desk, or that maybe you're watching this video on. We are in an expanding, if you will, knowledge age. As I've said before, knowledge is doubling every 2 years. Think about that. Every 2 years, what we know doubles. And when you just look at what's happening with AI, what's happening with autonomous robots, what's occurring with technology overall, it is an incredible time to be alive. But it's incredibly important that we be willing to embrace general revelation, things such as quantum physics, because it helps us to understand the world around us and the way we should be interacting with it, how that is actually a spiritual exercise. And we'll talk more about that. Now, the important thing, as I've said, is that matter, or mass, if you will, and energy are the same thing. So important to know that. Mass can be converted into energy and vice versa, which means everything you see, no matter how small or large, is at its essence energy, okay? And a small amount of matter carries a large amount of energy. So when we are looking at things, when we are interacting, say, with a desk, a chair, a car, a pencil, all of it is energy. Everything about it is energy. And this energy that things are made of is the same energy that we're made of, our bodies. It's also the same energy that our thoughts are made of, our spiritual essence is made of. Everything is, if you will, in this unified field of energy. And all of that, according to the Bible, is in Christ. You see how this begins to come together? Do you see how you can begin to see Scripture in a different light? The reality that all things are in Christ, that nothing is outside of Christ, that all that God made is energy. This energy is vibrating at a very high frequency, and some of it is vibrating at higher frequency than others, and all of it is in vibration. Our bodies are made of this energy. Our spirits are made of this energy. Our soul is made of this energy, and even the thoughts that we have are made of energy. It's incredibly important to begin to embrace these realities, because it will help us live at a higher level. It'll help us to thrive and not just survive. We'll begin to see how God has created us to thrive in this world of energy. What you look at every day in your kitchen, then car, at work, or at the grocery store is all made of energy. This is the biggest thing I want you to take away from this video, is there's nothing going on in this world that's not made of energy, that is not in vibration and has frequency. This energy, in its most minor component, is made of atoms. Each atom has a neutron, proton, and various shells of electrons. The neutrons and protons are in the middle of the atom, with different levels of electrons around that middle. Now, the atoms come together to, if you will, eventually make up this matter that we see. All matter is made up of these atoms, and these atoms are made up of subatomic particles, which we just talked about. This is the reality of the world around us. This is the reality of the universe. It is the reality of God's kingdom. Everything is made up of atoms. And these atoms, the electrons, the neutrons, the protons, these things are in vibration. All of it is in vibration. And this is the reality of what we are living in. Now, Jesus described the Father as energy. He wrote this. Again, the high priest asked him, saying to him, "Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed?" Jesus said, "I am. And you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the power and coming with the clouds of heaven." The Greek word for power in this verse is dunamis, and could be translated as energy. Many times it's just translated as power, but really it could be translated as energy. Jesus, in trying to explain who he was and what his future held, chose to describe the Father as the source of energy. It's interesting that he did not say sitting at the right hand of the Father, but rather, you will see him at the right hand of the power, coming with the clouds of heaven. You see, this is the reality. God is this energy, this energy field that fills all things in the universe. Jesus was describing to us, if you will, the source of all things, which is energy, which is the Father. He also described his position as being seated. He was sitting at the right hand of the power. When someone is sitting, the work is done. There is no need to add to it. All of the work is done. And this is the way Jesus saw it. He saw this as being a completed work. He and the Father, we and him, and he and us. He is sitting, not standing. Jesus is this energy. He is, if you will, the source of all life, the source of all this energy. You see, science and the divine come together. And the Bible starts to become our servant and not our master. It becomes a tool to assist us rather than be a master over us. This is how general and special revelation can come together and help us to live spiritually as the spiritual beings we already are. Now, here's the thing. All of this already exists. Revelation is simply an opening of understanding, a light, if you will, being able to see something we didn't see before. I would dare say most of us have never heard a message from the pulpit about quantum physics. We've never heard a message from the pulpit about astronomy. We've never heard a message from the pulpit about geology or anthropology or archaeology. Why not? Because we have been told it's just the Bible, nothing else. Well, no, that's not the case, because God's creation is infinitely larger than that. And when we, you and I, try to take something, you know, a book and say, see, this is it, what we've done is we've cut off everything else God is doing, trying to give us light. And this is all about greater and greater enlightenment, greater light, living in that greater understanding, seeing that all these things are done in Christ Jesus. God is the source of all life. He is the energy that creates and gives manifestation to all things. The more we study quantum physics, the more then Scripture comes alive. Would you be willing to open yourself to these truths that God has created? Would you be willing to live in such a way that all that God has created is available to you, that He can show you a new thing and do it without fear, fear of being led astray, fear of being deceived? Just go inward to your spirit, where you have everything that you need. And don't say, I'm going to trust Scott Cook, but rather go inward to your spirit and say, I trust the Spirit of all life. I trust the Father. I trust the one who I'm one with to lead and guide me into all truth and to begin to enjoy a new thing, something that you weren't aware of, to become more aware, to live at a higher level of consciousness, to see what God has done. And let the Holy Spirit give you this understanding. Let Him give you this light. Let Him give you this enlightenment, and lead you and guide you in it. And in so doing, allow you to live as the spiritual person you already are. You see, you're already everything you need to be. There's nothing new to add. There's nothing new to do. You're already everything you need to be. I encourage you, as we walk through these videos together, that you would begin to just release all that you are to the Father of Light, to the Lord Jesus, and say, listen, I am open to love and light and life. I am open to truth. And I trust the Spirit of God that lives within me to guide me on this journey, to keep me on the path, to show me what I need to know, and to enlighten me with truth. If you are willing to do that, I believe as we walk through this, you will find that you begin living in a way where you thrive and not just survive, living from within. I wanted to finish this just to put my book up there, because everything that we're talking about in this series is coming from my new book, Thrive, Not Just Survive, How to Live from Within. And it's all about beginning to manifest into the physical world from your spirit, going inward first rather than seeking things outward, rather than focusing outward. You see, a spiritual person doesn't focus outward. A spiritual person focuses inward. It is as we go inward, as we look to our spirit and focus there, that we will begin to manifest outwardly into the physical realm, which is the way God intended. You see, Christians should be manifesting all the time. We should have physical manifestations into this world all the time. And that's why we're here, is to learn to manifest those things into the physical world. You see, what we've been taught is go out and look for something physical that will help you internally. Go read your Bible, it'll help you internally. Go do this and it'll help you internally. And that's not how it works. Jesus didn't live his life that way. Jesus saw that the kingdom of God is within you. What did he mean? Everything I need is within me. I'm one with my Father. You're one with your Father. And this book talks about that. How do you do that practically? It's the only book I know that really speaks to how do you live as a spiritual person, practically speaking. Not just I say a prayer, not just I, you know, do a journal, but rather, what are the practical steps to living as the person I already am? Rather than saying I'm not there yet, begin to see that you already are. Rather than saying give me something, see that you already have what you need. There's a huge difference in the way the church has taught us and the way Jesus taught and lived his life. What I want to do is for you to walk as he walked, live as he lived, from his inner life, his inner person of the Spirit, and begin to realize that you are enough now. This book can help you do that. You can find it on Amazon. It's available if it's overseas. If you're watching this overseas, you should be able to go to Amazon on your website and find it there as well. And it's going to come out in audio in November, and you can get it in paperback, hardback, ebook, or audio. I want to encourage you, get it, follow along with us in these videos that we're doing. It will transform your life. I promise you this, if you read that book, if you watch these videos, and you take it to heart, and you begin to let the Spirit lead and guide you in this, it will transform you from the inside out. And you can begin to thrive, not just survive.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.